At around 8 o'clock p.m. on the evening of December 23, 2012, both Herman and Maria Melgar were interviewed by a Deputy Garcia of the Harris County Sheriff's Department. Garcia was chosen to interview the Melgars because he was a Spanish-speaking officer. However, he was not one of the lead detectives investigating this murder, and that's why he really didn't know which questions to ask. This wasn't an investigative interview. This was a simple statement. He asked both Herman and Maria separately to describe the events of the night. And that was it. That was the only time Maria or Herman were ever interviewed by the police or the prosecution. No one ever got the full story. No one ever asked the right questions. And that's why last week, Mike and I hit the road and went to visit Herman and Maria Melgar in person. On Saturday, August 18th, Mike and I set up our recording devices and recorded separate interviews, one with Herman and one with Maria. We also put a mic on their daughter Marissa to translate for us. After recording both of these interviews, we were left with a bit of a dilemma. How do we produce an episode when the interviews were done in a different language? We juggled around a lot of ideas, possibly hiring someone to do voiceovers in English. But what we ultimately decided on is that the only way you're going to get a feel for what the Melgars really experienced is to hear it firsthand for yourself. Even though Herman and Maria are speaking in Spanish, we decided not to remove the Spanish side of the interviews. And there are a couple of reasons for that. Number one, Marissa's translations were not direct literal translations. And since some of you are Spanish speaking, we want to get all ears on this so everyone can hear exactly what the Melgar said. And secondly, as I mentioned, I want you to feel what I was feeling during this interview. So ultimately, we decided to take you along for the ride. So let's go ahead and get started with the interview of Herman Melgar. So Herman, we're going to try to walk back through what happened the night that you found your brother.
Él va quiere te va a hacer preguntas sobre qué fue la noche en que encontraste a tu hermano.
La tarde.
La tarde.
Describe for me, if we can go step by step, from the time that you got out of your vehicle until you went into the house and how you got into the house.
¿Quieres saber el paso a paso de cuando tú saliste del carro y cuando entraste a la casa? Todo lo que hiciste.
Ya. Cuando nosotros llegamos a la casa, parqueamos el carro en la entrada del garaje, o sea, lo que es el sidewalk, ¿cómo se le llama eso?
¿Driveway?
Driveway es la cosa. En el driveway. Y nos bajamos con la familia entera. Nos dirigimos a la puerta principal y tocamos el timbre. Pero como nadie abría, entonces insistimos como 2-3 veces. Y en ese mismo instante estaban llamando por teléfono mi hija Marisa, mi esposa, Mónica y hasta Gerson. Todos llamando por teléfono y nadie contestaba.
He said... We parked in the driveway. We all got out of the car. We all went towards the front door. We rang the doorbell. No answer. So we all just were on our phones, texting, calling, see who was it going to, you know, pick up. Just to try to say, you know, hey, we're outside.
So then did you try to check the backyard?
Y luego, cuando llegamos, tú fuiste a ver.
Sí, entonces, ustedes me dijeron, vámonos para la casa, no hay ninguno. Solo oíamos los perros ladrar adentro. Y entonces les dije, espérense, es posible que estén atrás. Fue cuando yo di la vuelta, fui a ver atrás y no había nadie.
At this point, we were telling him, all right, we just need to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So he said we needed to be patient and wait. He was going to go see if maybe they were outside. Maybe they were grilling, he said. So that's why. So we waited for him while he went to go check the backyard. Or he went to go look over the fence to see if they were in the backyard.
Okay. Did you go into the backyard through the gate?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So was the gate was unlocked?
Yo entré, abrí la puerta y no
estaba,
había...
¿Estaba sin llave?
O sea, la puerta estaba cerrada, pero como son esas de cerca, ¿va? Uh-huh. Abrí como cualquier puerta.
Uh-huh.
Entré, vi que no había nadie, salí y volví a cerrar otra vez como estaba.
So he went in, opened the door, went into the backyard. There was nobody there, so he came back out, closed it up.
Yeah. Okay, so that's good. So the fence gate was unlocked.
Mm-hmm. So estaba sin llave.
Sí, sin llave.
Yeah, it was
unlocked. Okay. Did you try to open the back door?
Entonces nos fuimos para... Me fui para el frente y les fui a decir a ellas que no había nadie allá atrás. Entonces me dijeron ya nuevamente, vámonos para la casa, no hay ninguno. Entonces les dije, espérense. Se me ocurrió. Voy a entrar, les dije, porque vi el garage abierto. Fue cuando me metí. Di la vuelta, pasé por el comedor y fui a abrirles la puerta a ellos y les dije a ellos, pasen.
He said that he came back after he came from the backyard. He came up, he said, you know, they're not outside. So then again, we told him, well, maybe we should leave. They're not here. Mm-hmm. And he said, wait, let me try going into the garage. Maybe their door's open. I can go inside. And that's what he did. He went through the garage. Went in through the door that's in between the dining room, I believe, or the laundry room and the garage. Mm-hmm. It was unlocked. He went in, came around, unlocked the front door for us.
You ask him if he checked to see if the back door was open when he was in the backyard?
Back door as in...
Like when he was in the backyard, did he try the back door into the house before he came back to the front yard?
No.
¿Quieres saber si la puerta de atrás, o sea, como la puerta...
Sí,
estaba, si intentaste abrir eso.
No, para nada. Yo solo
no, he
nada
didn't
más
try. He just went in to see if there was anybody outside.
Okay.
Solo llegué nada más a la galerita esa que tenía en atrás.
He said the furthest he got was just, we're under the, not the canopy. The,
like the pergola, like the gazebo thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He just got there and then he just walked back.
Okay, good. Was the garage door open or was it part down?
Estaba abierta. La puerta del garage, desde que llegamos, yo vi que la puerta estaba abierta. Desde antes de bajarnos del carro, la puerta estaba abierta. Son dos, no es un garage como el de todas las mayoría de casas de una sola hoja, no, estas son dos. Entonces la de la derecha estaba abierta. Estaba abierta tal vez como un pie, le faltaba para estar abierta completamente. Entonces fue cuando yo les dije, espérense, el garage está abierto, me voy a meter por ahí. Di la vuelta y les fui a abrir.
He said it was basically just all the way up.
So he said that, and I heard him say on the door on the right was all the way up. Is that right?
Estaba abierto. Yo no
¿El de la derecha?
El de right. la derecha. Yo no toqué mm-hmm. nada.
Right. Mm-hmm. Were you able to walk easily through the garage to get to the door, or was there lots of stuff in the way?
Si me paré.
Cuando entraste al garage, había muchas cosas en el camino,
sí,
o pudiste entrar fácilmente.
Había muchas cosas en el camino, pero normal como siempre, porque él mantenía sus cosas ahí cuando él trabajaba. Yo entré, no hubo ningún problema para pasar y fui a abrir la puerta.
He said it was just the usual stuff that was, because like, all of my uncle's work, his tools and all that was in the way, but it wasn't anything.
But there was a clear path so that he could get through.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once you got inside, you guys stood there and called out for Jim and Sandy, and then you heard Sandy saying, help, and you were the one that went back to the bathroom, right? So talk about what happened, explain what happened after when you heard Sandy saying help, what did you do after that?
Cuando entramos, cuando tú escuchaste que Sandy empezó a pedir ayuda, ¿qué hiciste?
Cuando yo les abrí la puerta a ustedes, les dije, pasen. Y empezamos a entrar. Y entrando estaban ustedes cuando yo oí el help. Y me puse a pensar, pero en un instante lo peor fue cuando me metí corriendo. Y llegué al cuarto de ellos, la recámara, no había nadie. Entonces seguí directo, guiándome por la voz de help. Fue cuando llegué hasta el baño. Cuando vi que la puerta estaba atrancada con una silla.
He said, after he let us in, soon after that, he heard the help. And he said he immediately thought the worst. So he went, following her voice, went into the master bedroom. He saw that there was nobody in there. And he said, luckily, she kept saying help. So then he kept following her voice, and which led him to the restroom, the master restroom. And that's where he noticed that the chair was propped up against the door.
Okay. The chair that was on the door, can you remember how it was against the door, and if the feet, were they on the tile or were they on a rug?
La silla estaba apretando la puerta del closet del baño, porque la puerta del closet se abre para afuera, no para adentro. Entonces, la silla apretaba la manecilla cuando uno abre una puerta, apretaba la silla y solo habían dos patas en el piso. Y las otras dos estaban en el aire, o sea, estaban apretando.
No había alfombra ahí debajo de la...
No había alfombra.
No. He says it was propped up against the door because the door opens out. It doesn't open in. So the chair was propped up against the door handle. But he said, no, there was nothing underneath the chair.
Okay. And when you opened the door, were the lights on in the closet?
¿Estaban las luces encendidas?
No, estaba apagado.
It was dark. So describe to me what you saw. How was Sandy positioned on the floor?
¿Qué viste? ¿Cómo estaba ella?
Ella estaba, ¿cómo se llama? En el suelo, acostada, más o menos.
¿Qué?
Me recuerdo que estaba... Creo que estaba así.
Here, Herman lay down on the floor to show me how Sandy was positioned. On her side, with her arms behind her back.
Sí, estaba ella.
Okay. Behind.
Ajá.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Con los pies y los brazos amarrados.
So she was on her side?
Entonces estaba al lado.
Sí.
No estaba.
Okay. Yeah. Was she struggling?
Entonces yo
¿Estaba ella tratando de...
No, es que no se podía. Ella estaba súper amarrada.
There was no way that she wasn't able... There was no way that she would have been able to move her arms. She was...
Okay.
Was tightly.
Her hands, the way they were tied? No, behind. But were they like this, or were...
Yes.
Like this?
Yes.
This moment was a game changer. As I was giving Herman different examples of how Sandy's arms could have been positioned behind her back, he indicated that they were not straight down and crossed at the wrist as we had supposed. In fact, Sandy's forearms were parallel to each other and bound together, her right hand positioned at her left elbow and vice versa. I then asked him to show me on my arms how she was tied up.
Can you show me how the ropes were?
¿Cómo estaban
like,
las
were they ellas? Around like this or just so if her arms were
decirle así como cuando se venda una pierna, un brazo adolorido, estaba bien bien arregladito.
He said it was like I guess when you maybe sprain your ankle and you just wrap.
So
Yes, para acá, sí.
Okay.
Herman indicated, demonstrating on my arms, that Sandy's arms were bent at 90-degree angles behind her back with her forearms parallel to each other. And the scarf was wrapped around several times from elbow to elbow, like stripes on a candy cane.
So then, once you saw how she was tied up, what did you do next?
¿Qué sigue después?
Oh, cuando la viste amarrada. Estaba amarrada. ¿Qué hiciste después?
La ayudé un poquito a que se sentara. A que se sentara. Entonces, inmediatamente, sin platicar nada con ella, procedí a buscar el nudo del amarre. Y no la encontraba por ningún lado.
He said he helped her up, to sit up.
Uh-huh.
And then he says they didn't speak. He was just proceeded to find where it even started or where it ended.
Where the knot was.
Yeah, where the knot was. But he couldn't find it.
Okay. So you couldn't find the knot. Did she tell you to look for something?
No encontraste entonces dónde.
No
entonces,
pude.
¿Qué hiciste?
No pude. Entonces, como vio ella que yo no podía, le dije, no puedo, le dije. Entonces me dijo, mira, me dijo, tengo una tijera que está sobre el... ¿Cómo se le puede llamar eso? Donde está el tocador. Uh-huh. ¿Verdad? Tengo una tijera en tal parte, me dijo, agárrala. Inmediatamente me levanté como de aquí a la puerta cerca. Vi la tijera ahí empecé a darle dos, tres tijerazos.
She noticed that he was having a hard time untying her or trying to untie her. So he told her, I can't untie you. So she mm-hmm. said, there's scissors on the counter or by the counter. There are scissors.
Okay.
So he got up and to go look for the scissors, came back and started.
And then you cut the, cut yeah. it off. And then what happened next?
Y luego, ¿qué pasó?
Entonces, decirle que yo solo le di como dos, tres tijerazos, con qué facilidad corté eso. Y como tu mamá sentí, vi que estaba atrás de mí, viendo. Entonces le dije, mire, le di la tijera a ella, termine la de desatar. Yo voy a ir a buscar a Jaime.
So he said he only cut maybe, gave, you know, two, three times, you know. And then that's when he noticed that my mom was standing behind him. And he said, hey, can you please finish or just finish up, let her loose. I'm going to go look for my brother.
Okay, so even after two or three cuts, she was still bound?
Cuando tú le diste dos, tres veces, ella todavía estaba amarrada?
Estaba amarrada,
yes.
Sí.
Okay. And so then you give the scissors to Maria, and she takes over, and you go to look for Jaime?
Entonces tú le dices las tijeras a ella, y luego tú fuiste a buscar
sí,
a Jaime.
Sí, yo fui a buscar a Jaime, y me fui buscando. Pasé por la recámara de ellos, automáticamente tenía que ser así. Llegué a la sala, y llegué hasta la puerta principal de calle. Llegué hasta la calle donde estaba Gerson y no sé quién más estaba ahí. Y entonces a la señora de enfrente, que estaba con su niño, ¿te recuerdas? Había una señora de enfrente. Entonces les pregunté a ellos, ¿no vieron si salió mi hermano o por aquí algo? Les dije yo. Me dijeron, no. Contale esa parte.
Just now I'm starting to disfeel a little.
At this point, I could see the emotion in Herman's eyes. As he was telling me the story, I could tell that he was going back to that day, that place. He was there in that moment, and so was Marissa. Everyone wiped the tears from their eyes, and we continued.
After he gave the scissors to my mom, he walked out, went, you know, looked kind of past the bedroom, looked in the living room, went towards the front of the house. Then that's when he went outside,
uh-huh.
went outside into the driveway. Actually, I think, he said he crossed the street. ¿Cruzaste la calle?
No. Solo
oh, just abajo. Got to the end of the driveway and asked the neighbors mm-hmm. that were out. There was some neighbors
if
out.
If
they had seen him. They said no. ¿Y luego qué hiciste?
Entonces, le dije a Gerson, ¿cómo está la cosa? Le dije a Gerson, no dije nada. Me volví a entrar otra vez y en la sala estaba Mónica. Estaba parada Mónica en la sala. Entonces le dije, ¿no has visto a tu tío? ¿No lo has oído hablar o algo así? No, me dijo ella. No, ella me dijo solo. Entonces, te estoy preguntando que si no has visto a tu tío. Entonces, pero como la vi toda pálida y no me contestaba, dije yo. Y entonces ella me señaló con su mano que estaba así en la recámara, en el closet de la recámara. Entonces fue cuando dije yo, ahí va a estar. Entonces ella lo fue a ver.
So he said when he came back inside, my sister was standing in the living room, and that's when he said, have you seen your uncle? And then he's like, I'm talking
she
to you. Have you seen? Yeah, he's like, have you seen your uncle? And she's like, you know, and so when he noticed her response or just like she wasn't even talking,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's when he kind of figured, okay, something's not right here. And then he said that my sister just kind of pointed to the bedroom.
Okay.
So that's when he went in.
Okay. And where were you at that time? Do you remember?
I want to say I was probably outside with 911.
Okay.
Went outside to call.
Okay. So she pointed to the bedroom and you went to go to the bedroom. What did you find when you got into the bedroom?
¿Qué pasó cuando entraste al cuarto?
Entonces, sí, yo entré y me fui como, vi la cama, no se miraba nada. Me dirigí al closet de la recámara. Ese closet no tenía puerta. Y cuanto nomás vi la puerta así, o sea, pues, el marco, podríamos decir, ¿verdad? Vi dos pies que salían. Fue lo único que se miraba. Entonces dije yo, ahí es él, de plan. Entonces, cuando me acerqué a ver, era él el que estaba recostado, sentado en la alfombra, recostado en la pared del, del closet.
He said he just kind of glanced into the room, looked around a bit. Then that's when he noticed that there was two legs, or there was, his feet were sticking out of the closet. And so he just, you know, went in just to, just peeked in to make, you know, I guess, make sure that, you know, see if that was my uncle or not. That's when.
Okay. Was anyone else in the room?
Había otra persona en el cuarto?
No, ninguno. Nadie.
No? No.
Okay. And so what did he do next once he saw what had happened?
¿Qué hiciste después?
Entonces, me quedé observándolo. Me quedé observándolo, calculando si, si, si podía tener vida o no. Y se miraba ya la, la, la sangre, las tres heridas principales. Pensé que eran solo tres grandes que tenía en el, en el, en el pecho. Y vi que la sangre ya estaba bien coagulada. Entonces dije, no, ese ya está muerto. Entonces me fui para afuera, volví a salir hasta la calle. Fue cuando le fui a decir a Gerson y a la señora que estaba ahí casi cerca de Gerson de que llamaran a la policía.
He said he stood there, just staring at his brother. He said he was thinking, okay, well, maybe he could, is he still alive? I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe he was just waiting for some movement or, mm-hmm. But he said he, at that point, at that moment, he thought there was only three wounds.
Uh-huh.
It was just full of blood, I guess dried up blood. I don't know how you would mm-hmm. say that, but the blood was already dried up. But then he just, that's when he realized, no, there's no way that he's still alive. So he walked out. And at this point, I believe that he said the neighbor was talking to Gerson.
Okay.
And then that's when he said, we need to call 911.
Okay. And the whole time that that you were in the bedroom with Jaime, no one else was in there?
Nadie. Cuando tú estabas ahí observando a tío Jaime, nunca entró otra persona o...
No Sandy, no sola, Maria.
No.
No, okay. So... Then he leaves, and then, and that is, that's the end of.
Eso ya es lo último de lo que pasó. Lo que...
No, entonces, cuando le dije a Gerson de que llamara a la policía, me volví a entrar otra vez al, a la recámara. Fue cuando tu mamá y Sandra estaban observando el cadáver y ya venían ya retirándose cuando yo entré otra vez.
He said after he went outside and told them to please call 911, he went back inside into the room. And at mm-hmm. this point, Sandy and my mom were already just looking
At his body.
By the body. Mm-hmm. Y dijiste que se estaba retirando, como ya se estaban...
Sí, o sea, ellas estaban vieron el cadáver. Todavía vi cuando Sandra le tocó, creo, no sé si las muñecas para ver si tenía signos vitales, ¿verdad? Y todavía ella agarró un, creo que era una chumpa o un suéter y se lo puso encima porque como el cadáver está totalmente desnudo. Uh-huh. Entonces, pero en ese momento se venía ya retirando cuando yo entré.
Pero tú dijiste que, pero todavía lograste ver que ella lo tocó y...
Sí, sí, medio lo tocó un poco y...
Oh, he said he still saw when she touched, I guess when she was looking for pulse. And then he saw when she grabbed a coat or a jacket and put it on top because he was naked.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Okay.
That was it right there.
How was Sandy reacting after that?
La reacción de Sandy.
Pues yo la vi sollozando, o sea, llorando, ¿ah? Llorando. Tu mamá estaba tratando de calmarla. Y en ese momento oí la sirena de, pienso yo, de la policía. Y entonces le dije yo, Sandra, vístete porque ya viene la policía. Pero ya en ese momento ya había entrado un señor. Cuando yo le dije, vístete, ya un señor ya había entrado, me imagino algún fotógrafo. Y solo entró, nada más echó un vistazo y volvió a salir.
He said, she was crying. And my mom was just trying to calm her down.
Okay.
And then he said that, that's when he heard sirens. He said he's not sure if it was the police or not, but he heard sirens and he said, he told Sandy, you know, you need to get up, go change, because, you know, they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said a guy walked in, just kind of walked in and then walked out. But he says he wasn't sure who that was, a man that walked in.
This is before the police got there? A man...
¿Un señor entró? ¿Fue de policía?
No, no, era particular. Yo creo que tenía una cámara aquí en el frente.
So he had a camera.
Sí.
On him.
Like maybe a reporter?
Yeah, that's odd. I didn't know that. ¿Como un reportero?
Pues más o menos, sí. Yo pienso que sí.
He says he thinks so. Yeah. I don't remember seeing that.
That's interesting.
It's amazing what you can learn about a crime scene when you actually take the time to ask the witnesses the right questions. In this short interview, we learned some very important details. Number one, the gate in the fence that leads to the backyard was unlocked. Number two, a man with a camera entered the house through the front door before the police arrived. And lastly, imagine how differently things may have turned out for Sandy had the police ever asked Herman how she was bound. The theory that Sandy simply twisted her wrist into loops behind her back made it into trial, the Dateline NBC episode, and even all the way into Colleen Barnett's interview on this podcast. And all it took was one simple question, asked of the person who found Sandy and attempted to remove the bindings, to discover that her situation was far more uncomfortable than we had been led to believe. Paramedic Stephanie Roberts was absolutely correct when she said that Sandy had no ligature marks on her wrists. She didn't. That's true. What she did have were very strange diagonal ligature marks on her forearms that didn't make any sense unless you asked Herman how she was tied up. After I interviewed Herman, we reset and mic'd up his wife Maria to give her firsthand account of that horrible evening, right after the break. Up to this point, it's been a little difficult to track exactly what occurred and when on the night that Herman, Maria, Monica, and Marissa discovered Sandy and Jim in their closets. And I'm realizing now that that's because the scene was utter chaos, and there were a lot of moving parts and people. After we hear Maria tell the story from her perspective, I'll put all of this into an accurate timeline for you. But before we begin Maria's interview, understand that the key to the confusion is the fact that Jim's body was actually discovered three different times.
When you guys pulled up into the driveway, what went on from your perspective when you guys arrived at the house?
Paso a paso de cuando nosotros llegamos a la casa.
Okay, cuando llegamos a la casa, nos bajamos del carro y nos dirigimos hacia la puerta principal. Empezamos a tocar la puerta del timbre y nadie salía a abrirnos. Luego tocamos con la mano y nada. Entonces empezamos a llamar por teléfono y no nos respondían. Luego no sabíamos qué hacer. Y mi esposo fue a buscar atrás de la casa, de la yarda. Regresó, dijo no había nadie. Entonces el garage estaba abierto y él dijo que se iba a meter por el garage a ver si había alguien dentro de casa.
We pulled up into the driveway. We all got out of the car, went towards the front door, rang the doorbell, knock. When nobody came to the door, we started calling, texting, but then there was no answer there either. So that's when I don't know if I should speak. Like, my dad went to the back. He said he was going to go, go to the backyard, check it out. Then he came back. He said there was nobody there. And that's when he said, well, the door is, the garage door is open. And he went in through the garage.
And then opened the front door.
Yeah.
Yes.
He opened the door.
When you guys pulled in the driveway, where was Jaime's truck parked?
¿Dónde estaba estacionado la troca de tío Jaime?
Estaba en el lado derecho.
She says on the right side.
On the right side. Is that what you remember too?
I just recall parking on the left side of the garage.
Was the Prius your car or their car?
His car.
Gerson's car. Okay. Same one that's out here now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys parked on the left. Mm-hmm. Jim's truck was on the right. Where did you park? You and Herman?
We all went in the same car.
Oh, you guys all?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny. Okay. So, I know it's so embarrassing because it's so funny because everywhere I've heard, oh, they went in two separate cars. No, we were only in one car, which was a Prius. It was my... He's laughing too. It was, I believe it was my...
Because there's children also, right?
And so it was Kirsten and my dad in the front. And then it was Melanie in her car seat, my daughter. I was in the middle. My mom was by the door. I just remember being in the middle because I was like this, and I was texting my uncle. I'm like, I'm so sorry we're running late.
Uh-huh.
And then my sister was in the back.
In the back. Monica was in the back, yes, of the Prius?
Right? She was in the back, yeah.
Okay, so all of you were in the same car.
Yes, we were all in the same car. And that was, you know, it was kind of hard to explain that to the cops, too, because we were like, are we getting in trouble for this? That we all came just like packed up a car.
It was like the circus when they pulled up.
Yeah, basically. I think even my sister was like, hurry up, get out. I don't want anybody to see me because the neighbors are out front.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's why I think she did go in the back, because she was like, hurry up and open the door. We can, like, she didn't want anybody to see her get hopped out.
So, okay, so we pull up and Jaime's truck is on a derecha, and yours was geared on.
Yeah.
Did I say those words right?
Yeah,
you did. Five words. So his truck's on the right. You guys park on the left. So the door in front of your car is closed?
Sí.
Okay. And then you go out, and then once he lets you in the front door, what happens next?
Cuando papi abrió la puerta principal, ¿qué pasó?
Okay, entramos todos a la casa, pero no así a la sala. Y entonces empezamos a decir, hay alguien en casa, hay alguien en casa. Fue cuando Sandy nos escuchó y ella empezó a pedir ayuda.
So we all get into the house after my dad opens the door. We all get into the house, and I'm not sure if it was my mom or my dad. They started saying, oh, is there anybody home? We're here. Is there anybody home? And she says, Sandy must have heard us, because that's when we started hearing
help.
Kind of a, yeah, it was a little hard to kind of make out at first, but mm-hmm. then.
Wait, let me try this right.
It's been a really long and kind of frustrating day at this point. So I decided to try my hand at a little bit of 12th grade Spanish.
¿Dónde están los perros?
Where are the dogs?
Yo escuchaba que ladraban, pero no me fijé si estaban encerrados, porque yo no los vi afuera.
She says that she heard them barking, but she never saw them.
Yes, estaban ahí, tienen una ventana ahí cerca de la puerta, y los perros estaban va de ladrar.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
sorry.
Is anyone going to acknowledge that I asked a question in Spanish and she understood it?
sí. Los perros estaban en la sala.
In the kitchen?
In the living room.
Okay. All of them were in the, all four of them?
There
were dogs in the living room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Estaban afuera.
Okay. So they weren't locked in the office?
No, estaban en una oficina
or in the dining room, or in...
No, pues estaban afuera, sí. Es cierto, en el...
They were free to move around.
Mm-hmm. Sí.
This was a much longer day than you're hearing. Maria was our last interview, and it was starting to feel like maybe Marissa was getting a little bit fatigued.
So when you heard Sandy asking for help, Herman goes back to find her. Did you go with...
Marissa.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? I was counting the bottles up there. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I I was counting the bottles up there. I'm like, one, two, three. I'm so sorry.
Hang on.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, you. She looked at you, like yes, hello, and I looked, and I saw you staring.
Yeah, I was looking at the bottom. I was like, "What do we have?" Okay, no, I'm gonna focus.
Okay. See, this is a nice part of podcast. We'll edit all that out.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to, but we could.
okay.
So when you hear Sandy, I know Herman goes back to her. Do you follow, do you go with Herman?
Sí.
Did you forget again that you were translating?
No, I heard you say, did you go with Herman? But what did you say before that? Okay, I promise. Last time. Did she go with her?
I think she got it.
I think she understood. Let's see.
Sí, yo sí. Yo le dije que iba atrás de él.
I just said, yeah. Yeah, I just said when you heard Sandy and he went, did she follow with?
Yes. So, cuando papi fue hacia a buscar o a ver qué es lo que estaba pasando, tú lo seguiste.
Sí, yo lo seguí.
Tú lo seguiste a nosotros.
Sí, porque tú le dijiste a tu papá, papi, no entres, porque tenías miedo que algo para mi mujer a pasar. Y, pero él no hizo caso, se fue. Entonces nos fuimos detrás de él.
She said, yes, she went after him. Well, when we heard the voice, she said that she remembers me saying, no, don't go. I was afraid. Uh-huh. And then, but he went anyways.
Uh-huh.
And that's when, and then I went, and then she followed behind us.
So it was your dad, and then you, and then your mom behind.
Though I don't remember my, because once I got toward to the door.
To the bedroom?
To the bedroom.
Or to the bathroom?
The bedroom.
Okay.
And I lost sight of my dad, I didn't see him anymore. That's when I freaked out. I was like, I don't know where.
Were the lights off?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Were the lights off in the whole house?
They were set up just like this, but those were turned on. Everything else was turned off. Those were.
That's Marissa's husband, Gerson, who's saying that the only light on in the house was a lamp.
Oh, like lamps?
The lamps.
Okay.
The lamps were turned on.
Okay. Once, so I guess, can you just describe what happened from that point forward? Like once Herman goes back and you're following him, what happened after that?
Luego, ¿qué pasó? Después de que tú lo sigues.
Okay, yo lo seguí. Y entonces vimos que la CIA, vimos que la ayuda que pedía Sandy, la voz venía del closet. Entonces, vimos la CIA que estaba, atrapada con la puerta y el gabinete, una estantería que tenían ahí. Entonces, Germán, mi esposo, empezó a jalar la CIA. Y él, luego cuando vi que él empezó, jaló la silla, yo me puse a pensar de Jaime y lo fui a buscar.
She said when they got into the bedroom. Entonces, papi, ¿no sabía que tú estabas detrás de él?
Sí, sí sabía, pero como él estaba tratando de quitar la silla,
so
yo fui a buscar a Jaime.
When they got into the, when she got into the restroom, followed my dad into the restroom, she saw him trying to get the chair out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And then at that moment, she left to go look for my uncle.
Okay. Do you remember if there was anything under the chair?
¿Estaba algo debajo de la silla?
No había nada.
No.
No había nada.
What was it? So you went to look for Jim while Herman was opening the door. And then where did you go from there? Did you find Jim then?
Tú fuiste a buscar a tío Jaime mientras papi estaba tratando de mover la silla.
Sí, mientras...
Entonces, ¿lo encontraste?
Sí. Mientras él estaba tratando de ayudar a Sandy, yo salí a empezar a buscar a Jaime. Y iba de ver en el cuarto si miraba algo. Entonces, cuando iba pasando al cuarto principal,
¿la puerta?
Vi los pies, unos pies amarrados en el closet. En la puerta del closet.
Okay.
Entonces yo cuando vi esos pies amarrados, me imaginé definitivamente que Jaime estaba allí. Entonces, con miedo, yo me acerqué al closet y sí, era él el que estaba ahí. Estaba amarrado de los pies, estaba ya
muerto. So she said muerto. When she went to go look for my uncle and went into the bedroom, kind of stood there, seeing if maybe there was anything out of place,
mm-hmm.
looking around, and she was kept walking towards, I guess, the bedroom door. And she just kind of happened to glance over and saw that his legs sticking out. And she said she was scared. She wasn't sure if it was my uncle or not, but she kind of just walked up slowly, looked in, and she said, you know, she saw him, and she just automatically knew that, you know.
That he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you found Jaime's body while Herman was still helping Sandy?
¿Tú encontraste a tío Jaime mientras papi estaba?
Sí, sí, yo lo vi. Pasó. Luego, pues, yo me asusté al ver a Jaime. Se me asusté y salí corriendo a pedir ayuda afuera. Fue cuando ustedes preguntaron, ¿qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó?
So, okay, so she said that she was scared, and this is when she ran out into the driveway.
Okay.
So this just kind of all makes sense. I don't know why we didn't talk about this a long time ago, but yes, because I was already out in the driveway, I think, right? On with 911, uh-huh. when my mom comes out just hysterical, and then that makes me hysterical, uh-huh. and then I just kind of give the phone over to you. I just couldn't talk. The lady told me I needed to calm down.
But I'm trying to figure out in the timing, because when your dad was telling, like, he just started untying Sandy, okay. and then said Maria came right behind.
Entonces, papi todavía estaba con Sandy. ¿Tú fuiste afuera y luego regresaste adentro?
Sí. Cuando salí a pedir ayuda, que llamaran a la policía, yo volví a entrar. Y me fui directamente a buscar a Herman, que estaba haciendo con Sandy.
So she went back in, she went, ran outside.
So this happened really fast.
I guess so, yeah. She ran out mm-hmm. and then went right back inside, just looking for my dad.
Okay. So let me just run this by her again to make sure I have the order of events right. So you follow Herman into the bathroom. You see him opening the door. You leave, find Jim, go outside, come back inside to help Herman get Sandy untied.
Yes.
Yes, so that's it. And did you tell Herman then that you had found Jaime?
No.
Why didn't you tell Herman that you had found him?
Porque yo que no sabía yo en esos momentos cómo iban a reaccionar. Y como él estaba con Sandy, no quería que Sandy escuchara en el momento.
She said she was mm-hmm. not sure how they would react, and because my dad was with Sandy at that moment, she didn't want
to. I understand. Mm-hmm. And so then Herman leaves and he goes outside.
Cuando yo llegué con ellos, él estaba, mi esposo estaba tratando de desatar a Sandy. Entonces, él me dijo, por favor, termine de desatar, de cortar con las tijeras. Entonces, yo voy a ir a buscar a Jaime, me dijo él. Pero yo ya sabía que dónde estaba Jaime, pero yo no quise decirle a él dónde estaba. Porque me dio, porque por Sandy, que estaba con nosotros ahí.
So she said, that's when, you know, my dad saw that she was there and he asked for her help. To finish untying Sandy, and he was going to go look for his brother. But still, she didn't say anything because okay. Sandy was right there.
Okay. When you started helping Sandy, were her arms still tied up?
Los brazos de ella todavía estaban
cruzados.
Sí. Cuando tú, yes.
Sí, yo empecé a terminar de cortar las cintas que tenía
uh-huh.
Con tijera, se lo corté, y así pude desatarle. En los brazos y luego le corté las cintas que tenía amarrado en los pies.
So yes, her arms were still
tied.
Yes, and she finished
cutting
them off, and she took off the whatever it was that was she was tied up with, and then she did her ankles or cut.
She cut her ankles off too. Mm-hmm. Can you show me her? I know her hands were behind her back. How were they? Like this, like this, like this? How were her hands?
Así, amarrado, sí. Así los tenía.
Maria demonstrated the bindings in the same manner as Herman. Both arms bent at 90 degrees behind her back. The forearms parallel to each other and bound together with multiple wraps between the wrist and elbows.
And I'm going to do the same thing with her that I did with your dad. So,
you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
So her arms are like this. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of show me how the ropes were?
Sí, lo tenía de aquí para acá. Estaba así como que algo estaba habían enrollado.
Just roll it round and round and round.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So once you cut Sandy free, what happened next?
If you haven't caught on yet, at this point I've realized that Maria can understand English pretty well. I still need translation when she's speaking, but most of the time she answers my questions without waiting for Marissa to translate.
La ayudé a levantarla del suelo porque de la alfombra, del suelo, la ayudé a levantarla y alcancé a sentarla en una silla que estaba allí cerca del de entre el baño y el closet. La senté allí y estaba llorando y yo la empecé a consolar y entonces me preguntó Jaime, ¿dónde está Jaime? Necesito verlo, ¿dónde está? Y yo no quise decirle dónde estaba. Pero ella se salió a tratar de buscarlo y yo la agarraba y ella buscando y buscando y buscando encontró el cuerpo de él.
She said after she finished untying her, she helped her up, sat her on the chair, was trying to calm her down, and then that's when Sandy asked about my uncle, and she said she just couldn't tell her. And then Sandy got up to look for him, and my mom was trying to just, I guess, prevent her from looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's when Sandy found his body.
Were you trying to physically stop her from?
Estaba tratando de cómo.
A ella.
Enfrente de ella, como no.
Que sí, que no fuera a ver, pero ella seguía insistiendo en buscar y lo encontró. Y cuando vio, se asustó mucho y se puso a llorar. Y yo tratando de agarrarla para que no se fuera encima de él a abrazarlo o algo. Yo estaba tratando de.
¿Tú nomás le estabas diciendo no vayas o lo estabas agarrando no vayas?
No, yo la agarré cuando ella vio el cuerpo.
No, pero antes.
Ah, no, antes no. Ella estaba buscando.
She was just verbally telling her no.
Pero ella estaba
siguiendo. For him, but she was following her, and then that's when she saw the body, and then that's when my mom grabbed her because she felt that Sandy was just going to go and jump on top of him or like hug him or try to, you know, just.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, yeah, it's when Sandy kind of broke down. Not kind of, she did. She broke down.
Okay. What do you mean that she broke down?
¿Qué pasó? ¿Cómo la viste?
Se asustó.
Oh, she was scared.
Se asustó de verla, de ver al cuerpo de Jaime. Se puso a llorar. Y yo estaba tratando de consolarla. Y le dije a Mónica que le llevara un vaso de agua. Fue cuando ella llevó un vaso de agua que tomara.
Mm-hmm. So she was scared, upset, started crying. My mom was just holding her from behind, and she told my sister to please go get her a glass of water from the kitchen.
Okay, your mom told your sister mm-hmm. to go get her a glass of water from the kitchen. Okay. How much time did you spend with Sandy by Jamie's or Jaime's body?
¿Cómo cuánto tiempo estuvieron ahí viendo ante Jaime?
Ay, como menos de 10 minutos o 5 minutos quizás.
Like
como 5 minutos
time.
Porque en eso llegó la policía.
Mm-hmm.
Y fue cuando nos empezaron a sacar a todos.
And that's when she said about 5 minutes less than 10 for sure that's when the police officers came and started kicking everyone out of the house.
Right. Did she stay right there by his body or did she go back into the bathroom or
se quedó ella ahí todavía cerca del cuerpo de tío Jaime o qué pasó después?
Sí, ahí se quedó. Ahí se quedó, fue cuando nos encontraron ahí, entonces...
They found, the police officers found them there. Mm-hmm. Y ahí fue donde los...
Sí, solo dijeron que ella se quedara adentro.
Oh, they told her to stay. Mm-hmm.
They were still right there by the mm-hmm. by his body. Mm-hmm. At some point, did you help her change her clothes?
¿Y tú le ayudaste a ella a cambiarse?
Sí, la ayudé. ¿Cuándo? Ah, fue cuando...
¿Antes de que ella saliera a buscarlo?
Sí, antes de que saliera a buscarlo, porque ella estaba mojada, se había hecho pipí y estaba mojada. Entonces, la ayudé a cambiarla.
So, before she went out to go look for him, she helped Sandy change.
Oh, okay. And she had, I think I heard her say, she had soiled her bloomers.
Yes.
I read that in the transcript that your mom liked that word.
Bloomers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The old lady. Yeah. Sí, porque tenía, estaba mojada, se había hecho pipí.
And then when the police came, then you went outside.
Sí, cuando llegó la policía, luego tú te saliste afuera. Yeah. Te dijeron que...
Sí, me dijeron que teníamos que salir afuera.
Did Sandy, before the police came, did she look around the house at all to see if anything was stolen?
Sandy no, antes que llegara la policía, no fue Sandy a ver así por la casa si algo estaba,
que si alguien había robado cosas.
Si no, se levantó ya a ver. A investigar ella por sí misma.
No, ella nomás se quedó ahí. Ella nomás quería buscar a Jaime, encontrar a Jaime.
No, she ella was no just, pensaba en otra cosa. Her focus was on my uncle.
Were you close with Sandy?
Oh, I'm over here like... sí, tú tenías una relación cercana a Sandy.
Sí, nos empezamos a... Cuando venimos para Houston, yo no la conocía. Cuando venimos a Houston fue cuando la conocí. Y sí, desde esa vez nos llevamos muy bien. Siempre nos platicábamos.
She said they got along pretty well. But she said when we first came to Houston, because she hadn't met Sandy.
Uh-huh.
But when we first came to Houston... And that's when she met Sandy, and they would talk.
Mm-hmm. But they were close.
They'd have good conversations. I wouldn't say close, but it was always fun when we were around or when they were around.
Fun?
Well, yeah, cracking jokes, drinking margaritas. Cause, oh, Sandy made the best margaritas. Gosh, I miss those. And she would make them for everybody, start handing them out.
Yeah, she's nice.
How was her relationship with Jaime?
¿Cómo miraba la relación
entre ellos dos? Se miraba una relación muy bonita, muy tranquilo los dos. Yo nunca vi pues de que pelearan o algo. Siempre los miraba contentos. Nos invitaban a su casa, íbamos, o si no, ellos venían a nuestra casa. No era constante, pero se miraba entre ellos una relación bonita.
She said it was a nice relationship. They were... ¿Qué más dijiste?
Que nos vi cuando nos visitaba, digamos, a la casa de ellos, o ellos venían a nuestra casa, siempre los miraba yo tranquilos, contentos.
She said it was a nice relationship. She never saw anything, any arguments between them, or never witnessed anything. But she said, you know, we would go over to their house, or they would come over to our house. It wasn't anything. I mean, it wasn't frequent, but when they would come over, or we would go over to them, it was always just nice, or it wasn't ever any issues.
Fun and margaritas.
Basically, yeah, yeah, always.
Do you believe that Sandy could have killed Jaime?
¿Tú crees que...
que ella lo haya hecho? No.
No.
Herman and Maria both suffered an incredible loss on December 23rd, 2012. Maria lost her brother-in-law, and Herman tragically lost his brother. Although loyalty aside, the Melgars can easily separate fact from fiction. They were there. They saw Sandy tied up in the closet with their own eyes. The prosecution's theory be damned. Herman is certain that the chair was most definitely not sitting atop a rug or sham. Both Herman and Maria fought to free Sandy from her bindings. Not from simple loops around her wrist as Colleen Barnett described, but a tightly and repeatedly wrapped scarf around her forearms. Herman tried to untie the knots or just to pull Sandy's arms out. He looked me in the eyes and told me that it was impossible. Even after making two or three cuts, he still could not free her. Maria tried as well, and she couldn't free Sandy until she made more cuts to the scarf. Herman and Maria Melgar aren't creating a theory based on unknowns and questions that were never asked. They were there, in the heat of the moment, desperately trying to help Sandy. After interviewing all of the family members, this is the timeline of events. Around 4:30 p.m., Marissa, her husband Gerson, their daughter, Herman, Maria, and Monica all pulled up to Jim and Sandy's in Gerson's Prius. The garage door on the left was closed and the one on the right was open. They all went to the front door and knocked. No one answered, so Herman went around the left side of the house, went through the unlocked fence gate, walked a few feet into the backyard, and when he saw no one was back there, he returned to the front of the house. The rest of the family was ready to leave, but Herman decided to walk through the open garage door to check the service door in the house. It was unlocked, so he went in, walked through the dining room, and back to the front door where he let in the rest of the family. The dogs were running loose throughout the dark house. All the lights were off except a lamp in the kitchen. The family was calling out for Jim and Sandy when they heard Sandy calling for help. Herman took off towards the voice, with Marissa following behind him. All the lights were off in the bedroom and bathroom. Marissa got scared when Herman disappeared into the darkness and turned around and ran outside. Now, these next three events occurred simultaneously. Marissa was outside calling 911. Herman found the chair blocking the door to the bathroom, moved it, and found Sandy inside the closet. He helped her sit up and began trying to untie her. At the same time that Herman was helping Sandy, Maria entered the bedroom and noticed a light shining out of the bedroom closet. And that's when she saw Jim's feet sticking out. She then went to the closet to investigate, as Herman was grabbing the scissors in the bathroom to cut Sandy free. Maria saw Jim in the closet, covered in blood, and obviously deceased. She was afraid and went to Herman in the bathroom. She couldn't bring herself to tell him or Sandy about Jim. Herman handed the scissors off to Maria to finish cutting Sandy loose while he went to look for his brother. As Maria was cutting Sandy's bindings, Marissa and Monica re-entered the house and Herman went outside looking for Jim or anyone that might have seen Jim. And while Herman was outside, Monica discovered her uncle for the second time. She and Marissa looked into the closet and immediately knew that their uncle Jaime was dead. Meanwhile, Maria was in the bathroom helping Sandy change her soiled underwear, and Herman was heading back into the house. Herman went back into the house as Monica and Marissa were going back outside. He could see in his daughter's eyes that something was terribly wrong. He asked her where his brother was. Monica couldn't say the words. Through tears, she indicated toward the bedroom with her head and eyes. Herman took off towards the master bedroom. This time, he noticed the feet sticking out of the closet. He stared at his brother's nude and bloody body while Maria helped Sandy get dressed in the bathroom. Sandy kept screaming and asking Maria "Where's Jim? Where's Jim?" Maria tried to keep her in the bathroom, but eventually Sandy broke free and saw Herman at the closet. When she saw her husband's body, she began to collapse towards him, but Maria held her back. Sandy checked his pulse and pulled a jacket over his exposed genitals. From that point forward, time stood still. Sandy wouldn't leave Jim's side. According to Maria, she sobbed and sat staring at him for what she believes to be at least 5 minutes. This is when Herman, while on his way back outside, saw the man enter the house with the camera. The police came in, and that was the end of the story for Herman Melgar and his family. The afternoon that I spent with the Melgars provided valuable insights into this case, more so than any of the speculation or theories that we've heard up to this point. As Colleen Barnett mentioned, Herman and Maria were interviewed by police on the night of the incident, but this was just a simple statement, not an investigative interview. The transcripts from these interviews will be posted on our website. And from this point forward, we're going to begin filling the website with case documents and photos. So continue checking back to truthandjusticepod.com. Because it's time now to move beyond speculation and theories and begin analyzing the evidence. A process that will begin with breaking down the crime scene. Next week on Truth and Justice. Truth and Justice is a production of NBI Studios. Michael Bussing is your executive producer, and Shane Yoder is our sound engineer. All music for the show was created, composed, and scored by PutThemInASong.com, who also mixed and mastered this episode. And Shane Yoder of PutThemInASong.com also created our Season 6 logo. Thank you to Katie Ross of CreatedInTandem.com for designing, creating, managing, and maintaining our website, TruthAndJusticePod.com. And as always, thank you to all of you for all of your engagement and support. If you like the show and you'd like to support us, you can do so in a number of ways. To financially support the show, you can go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. On the Patreon page, you can pledge as little as $1 a month. And we also have reward levels on the Patreon page that include access to the behind-the-scenes videos of the taping of our Friday follow-up episodes, Truth and Justice Army t-shirts, Truth and Justice hats, and even the opportunity to co-host one of our Friday follow-up episodes. You can also help us out by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. And lastly, you can always support us by supporting the companies that sponsor this program. But the most important thing that you can do is engage in the investigations. You can keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the Truth and Justice Podcast fans page. And for all of you tweeters, you can follow along on Twitter @TruthJusticePod. Don't forget that we always have our 24/7 voicemail line open for questions, comments, or tips on the case. That phone number is 269-224-2833. However you do it, stay engaged, stay in touch. But as for now, I'm signing off. I'm Bob Ruff, and this has been Truth and Justice.